Pink Whale Nuts Garage.
Well, Pinkies, you must be wondering why I'm playing the Pink Whale Nuts Garage music. Well, it's because primarily this episode is going to mostly be about car issues. So for starters, well, hello. This is the Fey Driver. This is the Pink Whale Nuts podcast, and today's episode is mostly going to be Pink Whale Nuts garage oriented. Somebody on my street is driving a Jaguar F-Type, like a 2015. Wow, that's amazing. Speaking of cars, we're going to talk about Ranger John's battery situation. And we have a call-in response from a listener, Mr. Baron Frosty. We're going to hear from him. We're going to talk about buying a new car. And we're going to talk about tires. So that's why we're using the garage music today. Now, I was going to explain to new listeners what the Pink Whale Nuts Garage is versus the Pink Whale Nuts podcast. A long time ago, I used to do a live one-hour show on Pride 48 on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, where we would get a bunch of guest panel members on the show, and we would have a list of topics, and we would talk about cars. People would have car questions, they would call in, write in, or whatever, and we would discuss their car issues. Quite often, if anybody bought a brand new car, we'd get them on the show and get them to tell us all about it and why they bought the car. So that's what the Pink Whale Nuts Garage show used to be. I don't do the live show anymore, primarily because my equipment has gone tits up. So I'm still sort of not working very hard, but I'm trying to get the old equipment back online so that we can get back on the live shows. But that's another issue. So that's why you heard the strange music at the beginning of this episode. Okay, so now let's get into the really meaty topic, which is the purchasing of a new car. Now, you've heard me talk on several occasions about the need for a new vehicle. Oh, God. And so I have this BMW 745 with the long version, which is this gorgeous, long, heavy, four-door sedan, extra room for the rear seat passengers. It's just a magnificent to drive. It's just a great car, and it's been mostly reliable for me. And it's 8 years old, and I'm getting a little nervous about how long it's going to stay intact. Right now, it's fucking marvelous. It's awesome. It's so comfortable. It has plenty of power. When it runs just like a German Swiss army knife. You know those German Swiss army knives? They run really nicely. I think the metaphor I want is the clock. The Swiss clock? Is that it? Fuck me. We're in the middle of rush hour. It's 7 a.m. in the morning, and people are driving like maniacs. The speed limit here is 80 kilometers an hour, and we're doing 120. That is 50 miles an hour. I guess we're doing 65 miles an hour. You maniacs. So I really love this BMW, but tomorrow we're going to go test drive the Maserati Quattroporte. Okay, Now, for those who may not know, the Maserati Quattroporte is a four-door sedan. Quattroporte meaning four doors. And it has a 400 horsepower Ferrari engine in it on the front. It's a rear-wheel drive, paddle shift, you know, extreme, magnificent luxury. So, I'm sort of preparing to purchase this car, but I'm honestly not convinced that it's a good idea. I mean, they could be extremely unreliable. And I don't want to have a car payment. I don't want to pay for a new car. Right now, all my cars are free. And it's nice not spending money on a car. And they all work really well. So I'm so torn about whether or not to invest in a new car and then to get a potentially extremely unreliable and absolutely extremely expensive car to fix. So, I mean, this is like a supercar sedan, right? 400 horsepower. So, what if I don't like it? It's going to be an awesome car, though. This is what worries me. I'm going to test drive the car. I'm going to fall in love with it because that's what happens. And I'm going to want it. And I'm going to drive home with it the same day. And I'm going to get stuck with this monstrosity. Oh, man. But this is the car that I've wanted for so long. But I really, it's going to be difficult to justify getting rid of that BMW. And it still works so, so magnificently. Speaking of which, I just put two new front tires on that BMW. They're the exact same ones as what was on there before, which is, this is an advertisement for the Michelin, what's it called? The Michelin Pilot Primacy. Michelin Pilot Primacy tires. I was very impressed with those tires at the end of their life. They wore really well. I didn't notice virtually any degradation in the amount of grip and the amount of control that I got out of those tires all the way down to the probably 30 to 20%. I know I could have gotten a few more thousand kilometers out of those tires. But one of them got destroyed. But this is a plug for the Michelin Pilot Primacy. It's a really excellent tire. It's a multi-compound tire. And they performed really well all the way up to the end of their life. So I strongly recommend them. Be aware, I think they might be a little bit noisy. I bet you could find a quieter tire. And that's probably why they lasted so long, because they're so hard. The rubber is a little bit harder, which makes it a little bit noisier. So, but despite that, on that car, the 4,500 pound empty weight BMW, they performed so, so nicely, very well. All right, so that's that. So guys, what do I do? I want this Maserati Quattroporte. I've always wanted the 2010 GTS. That's the one that I want. But that's a really expensive car, $70,000. That's a lot of money to lay down, and I'm not putting $70,000 down on a car. So, this car I'm testing is a 2007. It's the Sport GT, which is not, it's, you know, still plenty, I'm sure it's plenty good enough. But it's not my dream Maserati, so, but I really feel like this dream is slipping through my hands. I don't know that I'm going to be in a position in the future to be able to get that 2010 GTS. So I kind of feel like, do I pounce on this now, get this 2007 for half the price, and just enjoy it for a couple of years, and then unload it? That's really what I think my process will be. And then move on to the electric car that I want. Or do I stick it out with this BMW until it just becomes undrivable, which, who knows when that's going to happen. And then pony up for the 2010 GTS. Here's the other thing. This Maserati that I'm driving, it does not have the Duo Select transmission. Now, for those who are in the know, the Duo Select transmission was the transmission that was mounted in the rear of the, right in front of the rear wheels. But the transmission needs clutches replaced quite often. It's a major and a regular maintenance issue. You have to replace the clutches in the transmission because it's actually it's a manual transmission with auto mode. So don't even ask. We won't get into it. But basically, it's a clutched transmission. So the clutches wear out, and it's quite costly to replace them. Somewhere on the order of $4,000 to $7,000 to replace the clutches. So that is not the car we're getting, but that's the one I really wanted, because despite that transmission having those wear issues, it's the best transmission for driving purposes. You know, for getting into, just getting down in there and shifting, because it's a true F1 double clutch transmission. So this car that I'm driving tomorrow has a normal, like, torque converter automatic transmission, which is fine, that's okay, mounted at the front right behind the engine, so the weight distribution is a little different. So it's not really the ideal car, or not really the ideal drivetrain setup that I really wanted to experience. So there's another thing. What are the things we don't like about this Maserati? It doesn't have the more fun transmission. It's not the 2010. I guess, is that it? There's only two things wrong with it. There's only two reasons not to buy this car. Oh my God. So, that's what we're doing tomorrow. I'm test driving a supercar. Plus, I'm going to have... I wanted to do some engine work on this Porsche. So, there's that money which is going to not be available. Oh, what do I do? Anyway, enough about all that. Now, people, Ranger John from the Dark Forest on the DF sent in a question quite some time ago, because we haven't been putting out episodes, so I apologize for that. I've been busy. Stuff's been happening. Things have been going on. We've been a wheeling and a dealing. So, Ranger John had an issue with his basically brand new 2015 Honda Fit, and not even a year old, and the battery died on it, and he had to replace the battery. So, we've already talked about this issue. I'm not going to go into it again, but here, Baron Frosty called in with some advice for John as well. So here is Baron Frosty's call.
Hey Faye, it's Baron Frosty calling from Nexblime. I wanted to call and say thank you very much for the shout out on your show today. I really appreciate it. And if any other of your listeners want to give Nexblime a review, the used underwear contest applies to them as well. So just let me know. and they can email me their address. But the real reason I wanted to call was about Ranger John's Honda Fit. I used to own a Honda Fit, and I had a lot of problems with my battery going down on that car, too, and I wanted to, after doing a lot of investigation, I wanted to convey that information to your listeners in case they are having similar problems. When the Honda Fit was designed, the manufacturers had a special, very lightweight battery that doesn't have a lot of capacity for that car. They did this to save weight and increase its gas mileage, and the battery has a very low capacity that will not hold a charge for many days. And at the time I owned the Honda Fit, I only drove my car on weekends because I commuted via bus Monday through Friday. So week after week, when I would go to start my car on Saturday, the battery would be dead from all the computer and alarm systems and stuff like that running in the background in the car on Monday through Friday in the driveway. The way that I solved this problem was I had to install what's called a master battery turnoff switch. And if you type that into Amazon, you can find them very easily. They cost about $5. I had to install one of those on my battery. It has a little turn dial where you can manually turn off the battery. And then on Saturday morning, I would have to turn it back on to start my car. The only caveat to using this device to save your battery juice is that with the Honda Fit, you have to memorize your battery's, you have to memorize your audio system's security code. It's a four-digit code that he should be able to get from the dealer, or it should be in his owner's manual, because when you disconnect the battery in this way and then turn it back on and turn on the car, you immediately have to type this code into the audio system to make all the computers and everything work again. So I hope that information helps, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Baron. So, as I had originally indicated to John some time ago, I felt that probably because of all of the electronics on this car, that the battery wasn't strong enough for the load that the... look at these people. They're all fucking passing me on the right. People are such assholes. It is illegal to pass on the right when someone is turning left. If someone is turning left in front of you, you do not drive through the bushes to get around them, please. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. I had indicated the batteries weren't strong enough to support the high electrical load on these cars that have so many electronic gadgets on them. And this appears to be exactly what has happened to Ranger John and to Baron Frosty. So thank you, both of you gentlemen, for sending in your questions and your comments. So I guess I could just give you a little rundown on what's been going on. Mr. Anderson and I have been on vacation. We've been doodling around town, swimming in the pool. We've been going to museums and aquariums and all kinds of fun places like that. We went sea-doos. We got some sea-doos a couple of days ago and went zipping around on a lake, acting like maniacs. Of course, I was maxing out my sea-doo to see how fast it goes. Those things are dangerous. I got my sea-doo up to 90 kilometers an hour on the water. That is crazy. That's 60 miles an hour on a hard surface, zipping along the lake with no helmet, just, you know, your bathing suit to protect you. Those things really go. They have these little Rotax engines in them, like a one or two cylinder, I don't know how many horsepower engine. They rev out to like 9,000 RPM. And they have, it's a really good pickup. So it was fun playing with that. It's interesting how the faster you go, the better they plane. Anyway, so while I was maxing mine out and trying to tip it over and doing donuts and circles and trying to jump my wake, Mr. Anderson was just dawdling along on his at like 30 kilometers an hour. So we both enjoyed ourselves immensely, I have to say. Now, I have a question for Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. You've been spending a lot of money on your house. Like, you've been digging up the front lawn, and what all is going on up there? You're looking at buying new cars. See, I think you're selling your house. Mr. Battler, you got to get on the horn and put an episode out and tell us what the hell is going on. What are you doing? Didn't you just get back from vacation? Are you selling your house? You sold your table or your chairs? You have nowhere to sit? This is all creating a lot of unrest and confusion here for us on the other side of the pond. So please to explain. All right, well, I think that's going to end this episode. You're going to hang in and find out in the next episode about what happened on tomorrow's test drive. So I will be sure to fill you in on that. And, well, I just accelerate through a red light there. And I'm going to start gearing up and get going for my crazy mountain run with the Batgirl. And you can, if you have a car question for the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. Oh, I need to explain to Baron Frosty about, well, you know that guy, he's a lost cause. Never mind. Baron Frosty, you and your drunken friends, I'm going to call into your show and I have a few things to talk to you about, mister. But I'll deal with you later. So, this is it. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I hope you have a story-worthy week. If anybody can tell me where that tagline is from, email me and I will send you nothing.